Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, that Kevin Pollak. What's that? Yeah, no, I don't see how that's your business. But I digress. I'm so very happy to welcome you all to another episode of Alchemy This. Let's meet today's alchemist, shall we? In no particular order, say hello to Joey Greer. Greer me if you will. When you die and arrive in hell, how would you like the devil to greet you?
Wow. So this is already known. I will die and go to hell. Probably with a Prosecco.
Yeah, nice.
Ooh,
see, this is why.
You are so rich.
Look behind you. It's Vanessa Ragland. Vanish. When you get to heaven.
What the fuck is going on here? I'm so good.
When you get to heaven, what would you like God to say about Joey Greer?
He's having Prosecco. Don't ask where.
Nice. Next up, it's Chris Alvarado. Creasimo. How will you begin your Oscar acceptance speech?
Kevin Pollak made this happen.
That's correct. That's correct. That is a correct answer. Hey, now, there's James Heaney, Jimmy Gina.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, let's go
okay,
with that
go,
one.
Go, go, go. Wait. Move on to the next
I may need a t-shirt, by the way, those of you out there listeners. I may need a t-shirt that Jimmy says Gina. Jimmy Gina. You spell it however you need to. Jimmy Gina, please summarize for us your night school valedictorian speech.
I really appreciate everybody allowing me to come into class and learn and become a better person. Thank you. Good night.
Weird. That's weird because I had my name in your speech also.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's too late. Now, and last, but bite your tongue hard while chewing if you think him least, say hello to returning guest alchemist Mark Gagliardi.
Hello! Hey!
Mark 5 by Gillette, please recite the alphabet backwards now.
ZYXWVUT. And you know what? You're going to have to take me to jail because that's as far
pretty
as I
good.
Can get.
That's pretty good,
that's
though.
That's pretty close.
Way more impressive.
Confident.
He came out of the gate strong.
There's about 20 of them.
All right. All of our scenes today are suggested by you, the listeners. If you want to have your own damn suggestion in here, write to us at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. yournamehere@alchemythis.com. Our first scene comes indeed from Amanda Parker, who wrote, "Hey there. First of all, thank you from the bottom of my heart." Why is it always the bottom? You folks may help me make it through my everyday life. I listen to this show everywhere, whether it's at the office, my boyfriend and I own a massage clinic, hello, or at my part-time job at night where I deliver pizza until 3 a.m. Keep me laughing so I don't break down crying. Aw, I have an idea for a scene. A pizza place that never closes despite any natural disaster, much like the one I work at in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Even when the wind chill dips below 60 degrees, we're still delivering pizza. Yay. In this scene, the natural disaster might have something to do with the zombie apocalypse. Whatever you want to do. Go! Thanks again for entertaining me with all your amazing hilarity. Amanda Parker, we could take you to that pizza place.
Hey, boss.
Now, yep.
I was wondering, do you think I could leave... a little bit early today.
Oh, someone wants to leave early today.
Just a little
is that
bit.
It?
Just a little bit early.
You got something wrong with your kid again? Is that what's happening?
Well, yeah.
Clark, I need two more pepperonis.
Yeah, I'll get two more pepperonis coming out.
Yeah, there's something wrong with my kid again.
Yeah. Look, I'm not calling you a liar or anything, but there's something been wrong with how many of your kids you had now? Like 11 you've said that there's something's been wrong with?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're full of baloney, but you go ahead. You know what? You take the rest of the night.
No, I don't like it this way. I don't like it this way. I'd rather really have like your true blessing before I take off.
Yeah, you're not going to get my
blessing. No, okay, okay.
I did think about it. I want it for the record that
Hello?
I did.
Hello?
Oh, come on in. Come on in.
We have
in.
A customer.
Oh, gosh. Sorry. I was berating one of my cooks.
That's what it sounded like.
Yeah. He's he lies about children a lot.
Oh.
My kids are sick.
Are they?
Boy, that is. Look, that is. Is that snow coming down out there? That is
snow, and it is sharp snow.
Wow,
look,
that
I'm bleeding.
Is. Oh, gosh. Sharp snow.
Yeah, cut my nose.
Wow. Oh, yeah. I didn't know. I thought, you know what? I see so much marinara on people
blood. Sharp,
oh, gosh.
It's a sharp snow day.
Oh, gosh.
I'm starving.
Well, you know what? You came to the right place.
Do you
place.
Have pasta?
Do we have pasta? Let me get our pasta guy out here for you.
Oh, good.
Hey, Tino.
Yeah? What do you need?
This is Tino, our pasta guy. You tell him whatever kind of pasta you want, and he can make it special for you.
Tino, I'm having a day. My nose is bleeding.
It's bleeding all over the place.
It was a sharp snow. I'm so cold. I'd love some warm pasta with some meatballs,
okay,
Tino.
Okay, do you want it to have the creamy sauce or the tomato sauce? Or the... Okay, which
Tino,
one?
Tino, we're out of linguine.
Help.
Okay, so no linguine. You want a meatball? What kind of sauce do you want in there?
The good kind.
I mean, there's a lot of good kinds. There's some kinds of red
sauce.
Do
you have butter with ketchup inside?
What?
Like my mom used to make.
Butter Tino got an 86 of spaghetti.
Okay, I'll be right there. Listen, let me give you something
I'm
special.
Woozy.
No. Spaghetti, ketchup, and butter, that's not a good sauce. Let me bring you back something really special. Let me bring you back something
Tino.
Special.
Hey, Rich, I was wondering, maybe you can cover my shift tomorrow?
Yeah, man, that's not a problem.
Thanks, man. It's my kids.
Tell me about it, man.
So you know I have 11 children.
Yeah.
And it's just like one by one, like one gets sick and the other 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 gets sick.
Yeah.
And so it's like, I gotta be there for them.
They're like spreading disease amongst themselves, man.
Yeah, it's what it feels like. It's what it feels like. And like, I feel like I'm a little congested myself.
Totally.
So I really appreciate that, man. Maybe we don't tell boss.
Yeah, man, those kids got an illness, man. I don't know if fire is the thing, but... You
what?
Gotta take care of it.
What do you mean?
What do you mean, what I mean?
Like, is there a fire remedy I could be using?
Ancient one, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'm into, like, holistic stuff.
Here, check out this tome.
Whoa.
Yeah, my buddy dug it
it's
up.
It's a lot of dust.
Yeah, it's, like, from, I don't know, 14th century or 12th century or something like that. I don't know, when Christ was alive. Anyway, so if you read some of these passages right here in Latin, it should evoke some kind of temple charm.
Oh.
It's going to open up a portal dimension. It's going to be able to cleanse your children through fire. Wait, are you on at 8 a.m. or 7?
8 a.m.
Oh, shit, yeah. But you're going to need the blood of each one. You're going to need hair particles, and you're going to need a charm.
I just need a guarantee. I can't keep missing work.
Dude, I get that, man. I'm a little behind rent, so I don't mind picking up the shift.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Hey, Kitchen Steve.
Yep.
Kitchen Steve, what's going on back there? Why are we 86 and everything? Did you not place an order this week for nothing?
Yeah, you're right. That's on me. I'm the one who orders the pasta. Is that your point?
All right. Are you busting my balls again?
I'm simply saying you're pointing fingers away from yourself.
Yeah, I'm always pointing fingers away from myself, Kitchen
right,
Steve.
Right.
Your job, Kitchen Steve, is to stay in the kitchen and make sure the food gets made. And when I hear the words, the numbers 86 coming out of the kitchen,
right.
Makes me upset.
Well, maybe if we go back to my original name, Chicago Steve, there wouldn't be these problems.
Oh, okay. Chicago Steve.
Maybe
is
I have
back.
A little umbrage with Kitchen Steve.
Sure. You when you were in Chicago, when you were in Chicago,
guess
you were
what?
Chicago Steve. You know who knew Chicago Steve? Every mobster in town knew Chicago Steve. I bring you in here. I name you Kitchen Steve so no one's going to know who you... Ah, sorry. Hold on. I'm getting a little bit...
Does that not feel good?
Yeah. Do you get that... I got
agita?
A little... It's not agita. It's like a congestion or something.
Heartache?
Yeah. Heartache.
Heart attack?
What do you know about heartache?
Not a lot. I'll be honest with you. I'm a pretty cheery, rosy guy. You probably noticed that.
Yeah, I know. Ah, man.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys, taste this really quick. Tell me if this tastes like the best spaghetti sauce you've ever had.
What is that, butter and ketchup?
Yeah, it's definitely butter inside ketchup.
So, I was going to try something super special and different,
right?
But I've decided to make this woman's homemade
what do you call
mom's
it?
Recipe. I don't know what we should call it.
Lilac.
Lilac, that's already taken.
Lilac's a flower. Good God.
Ginger.
That also already taken.
Son of
Why
a
don't
bitch.
We leave this to the boss,
I'm not
man.
Good at this.
No, you're terrible at this,
hey, guys, I hate to interrupt, but I was just listening
is
to...
Is this about one of your kids?
No.
All right.
That's rude of you to say, though.
I love them, that's all.
Thank you.
All love
them. You really are a cheery guy.
Yeah.
Listen to the news report, and it says that the snow is coming down sharper than we've ever seen.
Well, yeah.
And they're asking people to stay indoors.
What's that mean, sharper?
Well, it was a flash freeze. It dropped so quick that the water is just sharp as razor blades.
I mean, there is a super bloody lady in the front of the restaurant right
she's
now.
She's not super bloody.
She's
got
bleeding
some
out
blood
a lot.
On her face.
No, well, she's caked it out. I'm not even sure she's awake or passed out. She's...
Oh, no, this is for her. I gotta go out there.
Get that pasta out there.
Hey, what's this book doing on the prep table?
Oh, what is that? Some kind of tome?
Yeah.
From buddy. When like Christ was alive?
Yeah, something like that.
Who brought you bring that in here?
Yeah, my buddy had it. I'll just hold it for a bit. It's got like really cool pictures on the inside, and you can, you know.
Miss, here, quick, open your mouth. Open your mouth, miss.
Is it open?
It's.
Is my mouth open?
You keep closing it when you talk.
I can't.
Oh, here you go.
You have seemed to have diminished significantly since we wandered away from you.
I think there were more guts under my snowsuit.
Let's take a look.
Rich, maybe now's the time to bring your book. Read some of those Latin phrases. Let's see if we can help this woman.
Oh, some of my poetry?
No,
the tome.
Oh, right, yeah.
Penetrated okay, the suit. Let's see.
How do we heal her? Got any healing elixirs or whatnot?
I gotta be at Kinko's in an hour.
Let's see. Okay,
oh, you're not gonna make Kinko's. Right. Why don't I call your work?
Oh, it's right, not my go. Work.
What? Why do you have to get there in an hour?
Well, I told the lady on the phone she's making some prints for me, and I told her I'd be there in an hour.
We can pick those up for you. We can send Dino.
I'm sure Kinko's is going to be closed. I think every single store in the city is going to be closed due to the sharp snow.
Because it's super sharp
snow. I have to go home eventually.
Look, we got
to
save this lady.
I have a fish.
Ma'am, we have a cot in the back. It's pretty comfy. I've be honest with you. If this storm doesn't let up, you know, who can we contact?
What's that smell?
Oh, that's probably the
Mama?
Pasta. Yeah.
Oh, that's I actually used Mama. Your recipe and made butter ketchup pasta.
Why don't you serve it to her already?
I put some in her mouth, but it just got, I think, the blood.
Rich, we're losing her. Rich,
yeah,
we're losing
I really want to see how she enjoys the pasta.
No, you got to save her.
Use the tone.
You got to save her. Right, the tone, Rich.
Right, let everyone make a star shape. So you go over in the front, you go on the right, left.
5 points and 6 points.
5 points, okay, cool.
6 points. What is it, a Jewish thing?
Everybody here, take this little knife.
Why is it always a Jewish thing with you, Kitchen Steve?
6 points stars.
Just cut your finger. Everyone cut your finger. Put blood in front of you.
All right.
There we go. I think that's what it said.
Oh, that stings.
Yeah, that's not.
Erratum mortis.
Why did we all have a knife?
It's company policy. That's what you said.
I mean, fair enough.
Eratus sante morti matia. Fan chimia. Ophorn elatinemium fortulius.
You feel better, ma'am?
Oh, gosh.
It's working.
Oh, gosh. That don't sound like it's working.
Everyone say morta humanus.
Is she supposed to be floating?
Morta humanus.
Morta humanus. Is she supposed to be floating?
Morta humanus. Yes. Morta humanus.
Oh, wow.
All right, that's cool. A spinning head.
Holy moly.
Oh, no. I think we did something wrong.
Why are there scales coming out of her cuts?
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
I made her into a lizard thing.
Oh, Jesus.
Nice job, dum-dum.
Come on, guys.
That's
how my kids lizard.
Sound. Oh, no.
That's how your kids sound?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Wait a minute. Your 11 kids all sound like this?
Give her some of the pasta.
I don't want to get close to
her. Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Bit his arm off.
That's going to leave a scar for sure. No, it seems happy now.
Boss, what do you think? Now can we close?
No, we don't close. No matter the disaster, we do not close.
Well, put her in the back. Put her in the back in the cot.
Just put her on the cot. Right.
Put her on the cot.
Put her in the back.
Wait, this lizard speaks English.
Put her in the back.
Oh, she's mocking.
I think she mocks. Come
on. Oh, whoa. All right. Oh, shit.
You better feed it.
Oh, wait.
She's eating my hair. She's eating my hair.
My arm's got scales growing on it.
Oh, gosh.
Tino, come on, Roy.
You're going to be fine. Yeah, I don't know. It's like growing scales.
No, he's not rock. Dino's got some scales.
Oh, we got an order. We got that order. We got 15 peps in here. All right, we got to make these peps quick.
Okay.
All right.
Back to work.
I just want to say either it's the snow or the night or the only two people who have scales coming out of their skin are the same two that ate the ketchup inside butter pasta.
That's the ketchup inside butter pasta.
So I'm just saying.
This lizard is really mocking.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the ketchup inside the butter pasta.
Why don't we just kill it?
Honestly,
no. Let's kill it. The greatest murder? Thing that's ever happened around this place. You kill it. Are you nuts?
Put it on the pizza.
Kill it?
No, lizard.
Put it to work. Give it an apron.
Give it an apron.
Hey, can you cover my shift tomorrow?
Whoa, yeah, dude, you just offered me that.
Yeah, but I mean, we have a new employee now.
I know, but I told you I needed that for rent money.
Okay, she's taking it.
Boy, you can't do that. I already said yeah.
Hey, back off already. No, you want scales?
Bullshit. No, this is bullshit. I need that money for rent.
Okay, why don't you take your tome and like do something about it?
How much you need?
$1,400.
Here we go.
Wait, did you just pull a wad of several thousand dollars out of your pocket?
$100, $200, $300. Oh, that's all I got.
Oh, okay. I was deeply concerned for a second.
Yeah, just it was 200s wrapped around a lot of ones.
Oh, sure. The Italian way.
That's right.
Lizard lady.
Awesome.
I'm going to need you to put this apron on. Will you train her? Come on, you're the only, out of all of us, you're the only dad. You're probably used to teaching kids stuff.
Okay, okay, all right. So go ahead and put your hands in this dough.
Claws.
Perfect.
Claws.
Your claws. Your claws in the dough. Nice. So we have 15 peps?
15 peps.
Okay, great. We can do this. Now roll it out. Great, great. This is working out great, guys. This is really good.
Someone get a picture. We need an employee of the month going on the wall there.
It just ate all the dough.
Oh.
All the dough?
So one step forward and a couple steps back.
I'd say so.
All right.
All right, got a picture with my phone. Tino, take this over to Kinko's before it closes. Oh, gosh, Tino has gone full lizard now.
Now can we close?
And that's when they closed. Fantastic! All right, let's get to scene number two. This one comes in from Paul, who wrote, the surviving members of an Antarctic research station who have run out of food, and at least one who suspects that there might be a thing from another world hiding in the midst. Keep up the excellent work, Paul Mangiarides.
Well, I've checked all the vitals. Everything seems to be okay in this section here. We had to quarantine off all of the observation areas. And
don't you think that's being a little dramatic?
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Should it be so hard to get some ice for my drink? I mean, considering where we are.
Do we look like fucking waitresses?
No, I'm just, you guys.
Why does it have to be waitress?
Yeah, really.
Why does it always have to be a gender thing with you?
Oh, with me? Yeah. Now this is me?
Yeah.
Oh, this will be fun.
If we start infighting, we are going to destroy the only thing that we have to survive with, and that's each other. So focus up.
Okay.
Okay, just this.
We got 2 weeks until anybody comes to check on us, and that's just a resupply. Nobody knows we're fucked out here, okay?
Okay.
How fucked are we?
Fucked.
We're so fucked that nobody can remember to put a new tray of water in the freezer.
To make ice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the kind of people we're dealing with here.
Okay.
Sorry.
Is that the bottom line of the fuckness?
That's pretty, well, I mean, if you can't count on your companions.
Look, I'm really happy that we had Cocktail Tuesdays. I thought that was a really fun bonding thing. But that doesn't exist anymore. Now it's just us trying to fucking survive, okay?
There's not enough alcohol.
Right,
we're out of alcohol.
Right, we're out of alcohol. So even better.
Which, it's fine with me because I'm not an alcoholic.
Is it fine with you? Is it fine with you? Because you seem to really push the limit.
I'm not an alcoholic, you push Jason.
It's not to me. It's not up to me to say whether you are or not.
You know what? You already said it. I heard him say it. You guys heard him say it. I heard him say it. But if I was an alcoholic, I wouldn't be functioning right now.
Do we need set up a meeting, maybe?
This is the meeting. Oh. We are in the meeting. Okay. This is it. This is it. We are here.
Don't
open that door.
Don't
open that door.
Maybe
sounds like a bad guy
noise,
but maybe I'm racist.
Let's just be quiet.
Please. Please help!
Oh, he speaks English. Open that door.
Okay,
that door.
Close the door.
Wow. Here, get him a blanket, quick.
Thank you for bringing me in. It's very cold out there.
Yeah, your face is bleeding. It must be really snowing.
We don't have any alcohol.
Where have you come from?
I came for Cocktail Tuesday.
Right.
I heard. Did you put an e-blast out? Who put an e-blast out?
I read email that you have.
That's a week old. That email's a week old.
There is no more Cocktail Tuesdays.
We were out of alcohol. And it wasn't one person that drank most of it.
That's right, it wasn't.
It was equally distributed, sir.
You have the hands of an alcoholic lady.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Sir, you're a guest. You're a guest.
Here we go.
Okay.
Are you from the Russian station?
Is he?
How far can we get to your station?
I am from somewhere.
That was mysterious, so right?
We lost power to almost 3/4 of our facility. We're just...
The blender is broken.
The blender's broken.
Guess, will you give us one sec so we can do a quick team huddle?
Yes, may I lay down on this small sofa?
Please
yes.
Lay down.
Yeah. Sure.
What is your name, by the way?
Frekankens.
Okay. What he said.
We'll call him Frekankens.
But call me V. Most people do.
Okay.
V.
Guys.
There's a V in Frekankens.
Guys. Let's talk for a sec. Guys and ladies.
Thank you.
Just lady. Just one.
Okay. Yeah. Why don't we just say folks?
Folks.
People. Well, that's a country term. I'm more of a city guy. So.
Yeah, I'm much more urban.
People. Hey, people.
I don't think this guy's here for Cocktail Tuesday.
What do you think he's here for?
So, what? I don't know exactly.
Oh, do you think he's an alcoholic, Jason? I bet Jason thinks he's an alcoholic.
I'm just saying, maybe we don't trust a foreigner who came storming in from the storm.
Or I got an idea.
We are the foreigners,
Jason. Yeah,
we are.
We're kind of invading.
First the
gender. We're all foreign foreigners to our party.
I know how to make a little cocktail.
No, you don't.
I
there's
do,
no alcohol.
I do. Who cares about it? We'll all have a drink, and when we get back, then
you have alcohol that we don't know about?
Wink, wink. Yep, yep.
Bridget, no, you're now foaming. You now have a new girlfriend.
Bridget,
you
have a girlfriend. Okay. Oh, no, you don't have a girlfriend.
Yeah, now you have a girlfriend.
Okay, so
now
you have alcohol.
You've got a girlfriend.
Okay, look, I'll be right back.
For one fucking second, okay? Can we just all say what we think this guy's doing here or what the fuck is thing?
I think he's here to kill us.
He said he was here for a cocktail. Why, we're not.
I don't care what he said. You said that you're a great poker player.
And?
You're terrible.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Whoa, what's going on?
Why did you say that to Rufus? He's fine. It's cards, it's luck.
She's just saying that to you because she wants to keep taking your money.
I'm not bad.
What is happening here?
All I'm saying is he's probably here. He probably knows about our top secret mission. And he's here ruining it.
Top secret. Are you 5 years old?
Do you think he'll want to have sex with one of us?
Oh, my God. You're positioning yourself to have sex with him. Why?
He might when he has some of this.
Well, you're going to.
What is that?
It's Kool-Aid with a C, my friends. Okay, I'm just going to pour one over everybody.
That just means it's spelled cool.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
What does the C represent?
That's the word cool. I spell it differently with a C.
Uh-huh. But what's in there?
No, you spell it the same with a C.
The flavor part's Kool-Aid with a K, but it doesn't matter.
What alcohol is in there?
It's 91 isopropyl alcohol.
Hey, Jesus Christ, that's a clear wound.
Let's see. Hey, friend.
Yes.
So, it is cold.
It is very cold, yes.
It's cold. Man, I feel like if I was like some kind of secret agent or something.
Are you some kind of secret
agent? No.
Why would you begin the conversation with if I was a secret agent?
Just give me one sec. Guys, I'm not doing great over there.
What was that? You just floundered through it, man.
I got scared.
Hey, at least he's trying, okay?
Oh, wait, Jeremiah, go in there.
You're a team leader. Let's see what you can do.
Ask him if he has anything to drink.
Hello, V.
Yes, V. What is your name?
Jeremiah.
Jeremiah.
From the Bible.
From you are the Jeremiah from the Bible?
No, the name is from the Bible.
Forgive me, I do not know your culture.
You don't know the Bible? Of course you know the Bible.
Okay, Jeremiah, get out. I'm tapping you out.
Guys, now's the time to talk about that stuff.
You cannot proselytize.
There's always a time to involve Christ.
No,
always.
There's not. Listen,
yes, there is.
You're on your own trip with that.
Okay, I just feel like that. I see where Bridget's going. She'll just unbutton a couple buttons and get all the information she needs.
What?
Oh, that's crazy. That is the rudest thing you've ever said.
This blouse
doesn't even have buttons. It has zips.
It's zippers.
Watch this.
Let's see, Bridget, give it a shot, though. Let's see where this goes.
Okay, boys.
Yeah.
I guess I will.
Thank you.
Hello.
Z, I believe.
Yes.
V?
Your clothes are unzipped.
Whoops, it's so chilly.
Please zip up your clothes.
I can't.
You can't?
I can't.
Why are you making that face?
I'm so sad about my boobs.
Bridget, get over here. Jesus.
I've never done that.
Wait a minute. You just had this whole conversation about gender equality and all these things, and then you go do that. What the fuck was that?
So I felt like I saw it in a movie, but I don't know if that's true.
What movie?
I just did a Google search.
No one's ever been sad about their boobs.
Never.
No, it's never happened. No one's sad. Everyone likes boobs.
I've made these drinks. Let's share a drink, and then afterwards, I'm sure he'll just leave.
This smells too strong.
It's just going to burn.
Of course it's going to burn. It's alcohol.
Mm.
This is alcohol to clean equipment, clean wounds.
It's only one shot per cup.
So
it's
your plan is that we just have a night?
We have Cocktail Tuesday.
Hey, Leonard, why don't you go serve V and let's see what happens.
Okay, it's going to be weird if I'm drinking just with him.
Now is good.
I already had some. Okay.
You did?
Yeah.
Wait, how quickly did you drink that?
Very quick. It's a small glass. I'm thirsty.
Oh, he asked how quickly.
V?
Yes.
We don't do Taco Tuesdays or Cocktail Tuesday. We don't do it much more, but I brought you a drink. Here.
Is this Kool-Aid with a C?
Oh, my God. Do you know Kool-Aid with a C?
In my country, it is all we drink.
Really? What do you use for alcohol?
What do you think we use for alcohol in my country?
Vodka is what I thought, but maybe that was just
ignorance. That is stereotypical.
Okay, well, this is...
Correct, but stereotypical.
Get back here.
What happened?
But you're attacking his culture, man.
That was really inappropriate.
So ignorant.
I'm going back in.
Bridget, put your shirt back on.
Get back.
What the fuck is going on?
Okay.
What is
going on? What are we trying to do?
We're trying to survive.
I have a twofold question. Whoa, it's hitting me. Whoa.
Okay.
Yeah, the
seriousness
I'll
of the situation?
No. Enter, that is delicious.
Enter Dancing Bridget, everybody. Oh, here she goes.
Chef Jason.
Please. We cannot expel too much energy. We don't have that much food, water. Bridge, please. Oh, my God. Put him down. Please put V down, Bridge. Put V.
Everybody listen up. Everybody listen up, okay?
Everybody listen up. Oh,
all right, look.
I'm from Russia.
Mr. V.
Yes.
Okay. We gotta get him warm. You've been cold for too long.
This is very cold out.
I've been cold for two.
I was walking for a very long time.
I think we're gonna have to use body language. Like the sea witch. Come here. Get his clothes off.
You are aggressive. What?
All right. Okay, let's just put her down. She's gonna pass out for a little bit. Great. Okay, great.
She should not have drank that much. You can go blind.
What are you giving us? You've poisoned us.
I told you it was isopropyl alcohol.
Oh, that is not what we use in my country.
See, and they said I was being racist. I was being nice.
Who said racist?
Vodka. You said it.
I said you were culturally insensitive. Yeah,
that's what I hear. I hear
okay,
racist.
Okay, it was a disco nap. I'm back in action.
Oh my God. You cannot drink
anymore. Let's just get real with you.
Yeah, let's get real.
VZ.
Yes, just
are you on a mission?
I am on a mission.
Tell us what it is.
What was your real purpose of coming to our site?
My entire purpose for coming here was for Cocktail Tuesday.
I told you.
Where'd you come from?
A place far away.
The police far away?
A place.
Far away.
Because she does not have a good relationship with the police.
Oh, God.
Should it be that green?
If I open up this amulet, I can produce anything in the world. So let me produce a map. I will show you where I'm
from. Wait, hold on.
Oh, my necklace amulet. If I open it up, it produces
Open it up.
Okay.
That looks like it was around the time of Christ.
This is from the 12th century. amulet, make me a map. Okay. Now, if you look at this map here, this is the country where
I am
from.
Did anyone see that?
I'm sorry. Is this a hologram? What am I looking at?
No, it's actually, you can feel
it. Oh, wow. It's got texture.
Oh, my gosh.
Can I ask some questions?
Sure, yes.
Just say twice, amulet,
uh-huh.
Make me a, and then fill in the blank.
Drink.
Can we go with helicopter?
Amulet, make me a helicopter.
Oh, fuck! Oh, shit! Oh, God, my leg's broken! My leg's broken! You're supposed to
get rid of him! Get rid of him!
Okay, amulet, get rid of the helicopter.
Oh, my fucking leg's broken.
My stomach, there is a propeller through my stomach.
Can you fix this with the amulet?
That, unfortunately, I do not have a medical amulet. I only have a building amulet.
Amulet.
You came to kill us with your amulet. Gun.
No, I really did just come for Cocktail Tuesday.
Why couldn't you say amulet, make me a cocktail?
But no! It works!
Wow. From a distance, it works.
It does work, as long as it is in the room with you. I did not want to drink alone.
Oh.
I felt the same way.
I came to meet people and have cocktails. It's not about the drinking. It's about the social element.
What's that growing out of your back, V? What is that?
This is...
It's getting bigger, V.
Yes, this growing out of my back, it must be my time to leave.
Wait a second.
What?
It is one wing.
It's taking form.
It is one giant wing.
You
it
need
takes
two
form,
wings.
And then I fly in a circle out of here.
Oh.
Jeremiah is dead.
I do not have much time left. Jeremiah is dead.
Yeah.
He was the best one to die because he has a faith.
He's closer to Christ. He's fine now.
They want that.
He is. I will leave this amulet with you. It seems you could use
it.
That's a bad idea.
That's a bad idea.
Really, I'm responsible.
I will leave this amulet with you. Please, use it wisely.
Ah!
Spinning away in circles!
Was he really here? Did that happen?
I mean, I've got an amulet.
I was going to ask.
What do you mean? Jeremiah's dead. His guts are spilling out of his fucking body.
That's what makes it feel real.
I felt like... My leg is broken. That helicopter crushed me.
Amulet. Bring me the book of Necronomicon.
What? What a creepy wish.
What do you mean,
that's
creepy
your
witch?
Wish? The Necronomicon?
Are you not familiar with raising the dead?
I'm familiar, but I don't think that's the priority.
Well,
bring
you don't
me a
care
doctor.
About you? All right, fine. Amulet, get me something to help. Oh, shit. Oh, I don't even know what to ask.
That's a lot of shit.
Oh, no.
God.
Oh, I'm trying to figure out what helps a leg that's broken.
Amulet, bring me a woman who doesn't drink.
That sounds so pointed.
Hello there.
Hello.
What's your name?
My name is Jalore.
Right. Amulet, get me out of here.
We should have done
Where'd
that.
Where'd you go?
I'm going to try
hey,
that.
Hey, Jalore.
Yeah.
Why don't you drink?
A long story. I had throat surgery. That's why my voice is this way. Uh-huh. And I had to stay off it for about 6 months. And then at that time, it was very self-reflective, and I found some clarity without the alcohol. And I thought to myself, why use it if it's just a crutch? Obviously, there's something internally that I'm not dealing with. And in the 6 months that I've had to deal with it, I felt very good and clean.
Amulet, get me out of here.
It's just all in all. I think I have
a problem.
Oh, yeah, honey.
How do you know my hands?
Oh, yeah, honey. You can tell. Look at that. Like a plumber. Look at those hands. Alcoholic plumber.
Take me away.
That's just one of those
things. How do you get through the low moments?
It's hard. But you know what I do?
What?
I make myself smile.
How?
I just make myself smile.
I can't tickle myself.
Yes, you can.
I tickle myself and nothing happens.
Oh, stop. Where
are you? Look, I'll tickle you. Now watch me. Nothing.
Let me tickle you.
Oh!
Right? That's nice. This is a beautiful setup.
Oh, thank you. We've been in a little bit of a, situation.
Is that guy okay? It looks like there's shit in his stomach wound.
He's dead.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a
shame. Happened before you came.
Oh, yeah. That happens a lot.
I like it here.
Seems nice. Is this New York? I don't even know
where we are. Where are you from, Jalore?
I'm actually from upstate St. Louis.
Upstate St. Louis?
Yep.
Oh. My grandma was from those parts.
Oh, really? What part?
Yeah. Upstate St. Louis.
Greenberg? Or?
No, Redberg.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Fantastic volleyball circuit.
I heard. Yeah. She was almost on it, but her breasts.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love breasts?
Did you drop off the amulet?
I did. I did, Master. I dropped off the amulet.
Very good.
Did you witness a total destruction?
I witnessed all the destruction except for the breast lady.
I can't believe they let you in.
It's very cold and...
You played up the I'm freezing.
I did play up the I'm freezing.
Very good.
Genius.
For that, we will give you a second wing.
It's a lot smaller than the first wing.
Ah, so I will still go in circles.
Yes.
And that's scene two. I love him going in circles. For scene three, it comes to us from Will Morris, not William Morris, Will Morris, who wrote, "Dear Alchemist, after finally giving in to the relentless ads on my favorite podcast and wondering many times aloud who the fuck is Kevin Pollak, I finally succumbed and have been absolutely positively fucking hooked ever since.
Ads work.
To be embarrassingly honest, I've probably listened to every episode at a minimum of 5 times.
Wow.
I love Jimmy Jack, James Heaney, Blumpton, Snazzle Puss, and Vanessa Ragnos, especially her voices. Y'all make every day my day. I literally cheered aloud at work when I heard you were all moving to 2 episodes a week. Thank you so much for the laughs. Y'all deserve the Nobel for joy. Isn't this lovely,
That's
this Will Morris fella? Except for the attack of me. Okay, I'm now my scene suggestion. I think it's funniest when the suggestions are as small a setup as possible, so here goes. Mad Scientist Yard Sale. Love, 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 love you guys. So fucking psyched for more episodes. Your devoted disciple, Will Morris from upstate St. Louis.
Wow.
How much is that lamp?
It's lamp.
Yes.
It is...
Don't make a deal.
Shut up.
Shut up. You shut up.
Go back into your hole.
Oh, no, I'm good. Not going to go back.
This is $20.
Make a deal.
How many dollars?
$20.
The tag says 45. He's 45.
And is it true that the light sends a beam into space?
Oh, yeah.
It'll cut
through any kind of planet. It doesn't matter.
$20.
$20.
$45.
Go back into the hole.
No, you go back into the hole.
I have $20. Here you go.
Thank you. I make money.
I make money, too.
Excuse me, I noticed that you guys were selling laboratory equipment.
You got a snot on your face.
I'm sorry. I heard that you guys were selling laboratory equipment here, and I'm looking for a good deal on it.
No deals.
What is it?
We have the, what do you like?
I work for the high school, so maybe you could bring me something there.
Yes. Here. This machine right here, this laser gun, yeah?
Oh.
Pointed at children's
face. Don't give the children the laser gun.
No, it's for him. Really, you get in the hole. I was thinking beakers and test tubes and maybe Bunsen burners, but...
What do you do this? Go to Home Depot.
Yeah, but
we're here for this.
Okay,
this is good things.
You point the laser, children's head, they explode out.
Oh, it's dangerous, though. I don't know if I want to.
You got more snot on your face.
Wait, I'm sorry.
You get in my hole.
What? Excuse me. I'm sorry to interrupt. I can't help but notice all this this science equipment that you're selling. Here, just take a look at this badge. This is, I'm Agent Rook. This is Agent Bishop. He's also a DJ. And,
can I help you? Do you want to buy something? What do you
want to buy some chess pieces?
Do you not see the part of this that says Federal Bureau of Investigation?
I also see it says FBI.
And I see a sign that says everything here must go, huh? You see
and
that?
And I see a sign that says for the right price.
Okay. What I see is an empty space on the table where we do believe a ray gun that could take a planet down.
Yeah, he gave it for $20. $45.
Okay, the price is non-negotiable.
The price was negotiable.
It was non-negotiable.
It was negotiated to you.
Do you want it?
This is less about the fact that it's only $20 and more about the fact that...
How tall are you?
I'm 4'11½".
That's what I thought.
Tiny man.
But Bishop is 6'5".
If he was 5 foot, I would bite myself.
I have something to make you bigger, huh? Look at this.
I'm not here to...
come on now, please, huh? Look at this, huh?
What do you think, Bishop?
Take that right there, huh? That just looks like a scarf, no, it's not? You put it around your neck, you grow 7-8 feet tall, huh?
I hate to interrupt, but I am going to purchase this laser. I decided that I will use it for my science class.
Great. $20.
Okay, here you go.
$45.
Thank you.
$20.
$45. Pour it off.
I'll give you $30 for it.
$45.
Here's the money.
We're just going to let him take that laser.
Bye.
The guys in the van outside will take care of this little guy.
Okay.
We're trying to get the timeshare.
Hey, sorry to interrupt. This lamp does not shoot a beam up into the air like
yes,
you said
it does.
It did.
Maybe you're stupid.
No, all right. So I hit every knob on it and it's not shooting a beam.
Oh, he hit every knob. Oh, wow. Is this how we do it?
Oh,
do we hit knobs?
You turn knobs, you dumb boy.
I bet you have no idea how to please a woman.
Turn knobs.
You turn knobs. You don't hit them. It's not
you
the button.
You tend to turn your whipper.
Oh, wow.
Look at that, huh?
Oh, wow. That's impressive.
Yes, it is, okay?
Because he turned the knob.
We are living in a different era now.
Okay, what else? Do you boys buy something from government?
Well, I mean, we're here.
How tall are you?
6'3".
That's a funny thing you two are together.
Yeah, everybody.
There's a big guy and a little guy.
I get it.
And you're Bishop? Or him
I'm
is?
Rook. I'm Bishop.
That's
okay, Bishop.
Because
Bishop.
He's taller.
I just...
Rook is small.
I have my eyes on this Roomba.
You should be a little pawn.
Oh,
Bishop, are you shopping? We're here on official
Roomba.
Business.
You know how much these things are?
Those are $300
new. $300 yeah. new. What are you asking for the Roomba?
Pour it off. Don't.
To make up for cost, $250.
To make up for the what?
Thank you, Bobby.
Bishop, we don't even know what this Roomba does.
What do you mean?
I know what it does.
It cleans floors.
Yeah. It hit an obstacle, it's still clean.
Uh-huh. Really, that's all this Roomba does?
Yeah, yes, man. Floors. You're so little, I could step on you.
If it touches water, it makes animal.
Okay, that's one of those different things.
But it's not going to be touching water. Why if it's in your house, that? If you want it to vacuum, it's going to vacuum.
Are you the one who's adjusting all of these goods?
What do you mean, adjusting? And why are you looking at him?
Yes, she has a big part to play in this.
Thank you, Tordoff.
Are you selling all these goods, lamps and Roombas, and they all do something else?
That's right.
They
it's
all do
so
something
smart.
Else.
He must be from the 4TI.
Oh, look at this. Look at this. I come here. I'm not good at insults.
No, that was funny. Okay. The spirit was good.
You feel that there's something that's coming. It's not good. Look, we make things, okay? We put things together.
We tinker.
I'm going to need to see where this stuff is being made.
In this hole?
Yes.
In this hole down here?
In this hole. All right, we're going down inside this
hole. We're going down inside this
hole. You're going to ask?
We're not. We're
Where
the Federal
are your
Bureau.
Warrant
of,
to go?
Right here, ma'am.
Oh. That's not a warrant. That's a piece of toilet paper with a shit on it.
Come on, don't hand her
That's
shit
how
paper.
You do an insult.
That is good.
I apologize. I reached in the wrong pocket. This is a warrant.
Oh, that's legit.
That's a warrant.
That is
also
legit.
Speaking of paperwork. Where's your permit for yard sales?
It's over there.
It's over there.
Welcome inside the hall. I guess Master sent you down. So nice to see
company.
He didn't
send us down. We jumped down here.
Please let me know how can I be of assistance.
Well, you can tell us everything that you've built down here. You can show us around this lab.
I have records of all kinds of everything that has been built in the space.
All right. Well, let's see those records.
Right here. Let me just get the dust off the records.
Oh, wow. What year is that book of records from?
It's old. I don't know.
Quite a tome.
Yeah. So if you'll see on page 7 here, it gives the last 74 items that were built in this hall.
Yeah, you do see how these items that... Now, are you building... What's your name, sir?
Igor.
Igor. Oh, that is not surprising. You do see how most of these are very, very illegal.
How so?
Bishop, you want to weigh in here?
No, I want to weigh in on you.
What?
What are we doing here, exactly?
We're trying to...
What?
There is a mad scientist with lasers and ray guns.
Right.
And the day that we decide that we're going to do our raid is the day that he's having a fucking yard sale.
Okay. Why are you assuming it's him?
You know what?
I
apologize. That's pretty sexist of me. There is a couple of mad scientists.
Thank you.
Igor,
what are we waiting for? Why aren't we making moves?
I'm sorry. I hate to interrupt this wonderful chat, but... When you say ray gun, it's such an archaic term. What exactly in your mind does a ray gun do?
Do
you see a gun that shoots a ray?
He just sold one for $20 upstairs that could shoot a ray into any planet.
A ray?
That was a lamp.
All right.
Hardly a gun. We've never made a gun in the hole before.
Okay, so it was a lamp that shoots.
And
if something shoots something, it's a gun.
Right. Oh, God. It's either a beam... You understand?
Yes, I
understand. There's no such thing as a ray that comes out of a gun.
Oh, fine. A beam.
You're in class time. We're going to be covering... Yeah. Please stop. Everyone
stop trying to finger me.
Do not make me use my science against you. That's it. Use it.
That sucks.
What have I done?
Mr. Turner, can I see you in my office?
Yes. Oh, I was actually just leaving.
I wanted to catch you before you went.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know anyone was coming in.
Hi.
Hi. I'm sorry. My skirt fell off.
We'll put it back on.
I will be back in the art room if anyone should need me.
Thank you. I feel like I should not have come in
Thank
here.
Thank you.
I really should. I should be going.
Mr. Turner, we really like what you did with the kids.
What?
When you get that, whatever the thing
it
you invented.
It was a laser beam gun.
Mr. Turner, less I know, the better. Okay?
Okay, I get it.
But I think we're on the right track here.
I don't know how many classes I could have that go that way.
I want all of them to go that way, my man. I've been a principal for 32 years. And
Principal Davis, excuse me, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm looking for my son. The class just let out. I assume it being 3:15 and my boy is usually out front.
Yeah, he should be outside.
Yeah, I just came from there. He wasn't there, so I'm just curious.
If you check again,
did anybody see him wandering the halls, perhaps?
See, that's what I do to the students. I've got a lot of bodies on... Well, they're not... They're gone. They're
Mr.
disintegrated.
Mr. Turner. Mm.
All right, mm-hmm. Bishop. I don't know if these two things are connected.
There's a wire. They are connected.
They're connected.
These
what
are
do you
connected.
Mean? Once you plug it in, it makes it, okay? It's an Oreo machine. What do you mean it's not connected?
I get that the Oreo machine connects. I'm not certain this is an Oreo machine.
It's an Oreo machine.
You eat the Oreo. You shoot laser that goes up and blows planet up.
This yard sale has been going on for 2 weeks. And in that time, 3 schools have now had all of their students disappear.
That is so sad about the students.
I mean, that's crazy. That's honestly insane. Bad educators, you know?
Bad educators.
Yeah.
That's what happened when the public schools aren't funded.
Now listen, okay?
Why aren't we making any moves? What are you waiting for?
We just got to get enough information first. have to get enough information
innocent
first.
Until proof guilty.
I tell you who seems to know everything about all of this.
Who's that?
Let's go back down in that hole.
Gentlemen, welcome back. It's so good to see you again.
Shut up.
I was afraid. Oh.
Igor, what is going on?
Hey, that
talk
was assault,
to us.
Man.
You can't touch Igor like that.
Do that, man.
What do you need to know? Just tell me.
Why, we want to know why 3 schools have now had all of their students vanish.
That happened outside the premises. I couldn't possibly understand.
Yes, but with equipment that you built.
Right.
What? What do you mean, right? Like, did you just admit to building gear that destroyed
Is there a question anywhere in my future?
Is this Nespresso for anybody to use?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, hell yeah.
All right, a Roomba, a Nespresso. Can we please stay on task here?
And be careful. It's very strong.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, they have little barcodes on the bottom of all the pods, so it knows what to do.
Oh, my God. That is something. This is something.
Would you like some sort of artificial sweetener?
No, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Igor, can we get back to the...
Yes, whatever you'd like.
Yeah, you
might
want to
keep an eye on your partner, I'm just suggesting.
Are you going to rapture my partner?
I didn't. He made himself a coffee.
I feel grrr. I feel grrr.
Oh, God.
I feel grrr.
Oh, God, Bishop. Bishop, what is going on, Bishop?
I'm not sure Bishop is the right name now.
I'm shrinking. I'm your height.
Oh, no, he's 4'11" and a half now.
Oh, my God.
I thought I'd equal the playing field, yes?
Wow.
It's terrible down here. You get no respect.
It's not that bad.
How will a woman ever love me?
All right, it's not that bad.
Nobody will take me seriously at a Home Depot.
Perhaps you would like to drink from the other coffee machine.
Well, I do like Nespresso.
Perhaps the opposite results might happen.
Well, then no.
Let me take too many clothes.
Come on, they're leaving too much.
Oh, this is nice. I think I'm gonna get one of these. Let's do the latte one. And I'm only taking a small break because we're on a fact finding mission here.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Can I get you an artificial sweetener?
Yes, please.
Would you like the Splenda? Uh-oh!
I'd like a Splenda. Splenda, please. Stevia is technically not artificial, though, right? It comes from a plant.
It's a pond, though. It's what they do so much to it.
Oh, God. I seem to be growing.
Oh, my gosh.
I seem to be growing.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I must be 6'3" now.
You're a giant.
You are exactly 6'3".
The view from up here.
Spectacular, no?
Spectacular.
Hey, baby. How was it being the principal?
It was fun.
What? Baby?
Yeah.
You, come closer.
Kim closer?
Come closer to me.
What's going on with you?
Give me a hug.
Why?
I want one hug.
Why?
You're my husband. Oh. You just came home from school.
Yeah,
I did.
I want
one hug.
Look, I got... I got a busy
day. You smell like the goddamn art teacher.
Come on.
You smell like the goddamn art teacher.
How would you know? You don't know art.
No, but I know what a floozy looks like.
Oh, is that so?
That's right.
Oh, is that
so? Yeah, her skirt falls off of her constantly.
Oh my, that's not her fault.
That's not her fault?
No,
whose fault is it that you
fault.
Stuck your penis inside of
Come
her?
Come on, I fell.
Pull it out.
What?
Let me smell it.
Come on.
Let me smell it.
No, I had a bad burger.
Did you just stab me?
I did. I did.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God, I
Have
did.
Have fun with your art, slut.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I killed my wife. No, I didn't. It was self-defense. In fact, I...
911, what's your emergency?
My mercy is... I've been killed.
Take your time, sir.
I died. My wife died.
Take your time.
My wife died. She died.
Slow down.
My wife died. She died. She
Where are you?
I was at my house and...
Where do you live? Take a breath, sir. I'm going to need you to calm down.
My wife, she's busy dying.
I'm hearing that your wife is in trouble.
Oh, there is. Hold on.
What did you do?
Hold on one second. Just look at this book.
What did you do, sir?
Oh, that tumer teramantana. Eferosi niki nimi boomwana. Efuoloto.
Can you hear me, 911? Can you hear me?
Oh, she's back. She's back. 911. 911.
Yes.
911.
Yes.
911. I'm shocked. It was a goof. It was a goof.
I had this crazy dream.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
I had a dream. I had a bad dream.
God, I did it again. I did it again. Baby, wake up. Baby, wake up. I married you, baby.
Hey, you two, quiet down in that cell. Visiting hours are over. Lights out. We're done.
Mr. Turner?
Could you please just leave me alone?
Oh, I can't leave you alone. Look, we got to have a power dynamic in this cell, okay? Or people can take advantage of us. You understand that?
I know, but the power dynamic is me being powerless. It's not a good power dynamic.
Not true. Are you familiar with chess?
What?
Chess.
I'm excellent at chess.
Okay, I need you to teach me. That's a second thing. Number one, all right?
I would be honored.
I need you to dominate me, okay?
Oh, and a chessboard? That's gonna be hard any other way.
Mr. Turner, no, I need you to fight me. I'll let people know that you're the ace in the hole. You got that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. With chess?
No, goddamn it. Mr. Turner, fight me. Beat me up.
Okay.
Excuse me, gentlemen. I'm sorry to interrupt. Oh, I was just wondering which one of you is the ace in the hole.
Actually.
It's me. I'm the ace in the hole.
I would have never guessed, but okay.
Is it visiting hours? Oh, darn it. My skirt.
There's your skirt on the floor.
This is a prison. Is this okay?
Oh, I'm so...
It's fine. The FBI's running this prison now.
Okay, great. Baby, I'll talk to you later.
Oh, okay.
Can I see her or touch her at all or no?
Ask the big man.
Is that all right?
I'm an art teacher, so I'm very visual, and I'm also
sure,
very...
Sure, fix your skirt, lady.
Oh, so sorry. It's a wrap skirt. It's not my fault.
Wait, then it absolutely is your fault.
Why?
Wait, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
How is it that all of us members of the community are in this prison at the same time while the two mad scientists are out?
Thank you for giving me credit.
Oopsie. Oh, you're here.
Oh, they're here.
Oh, never mind.
Hello. Okay, never mind. Yeah, we're looking through the windows.
There's a ghost.
Up here.
Oh.
It's not actually a prison, you see. They designed this facility themselves.
Oh, Igor. It's a new hole.
We're in the hole.
Wait, we're in the hole?
I'm the ace in the hole?
That's exactly right.
I feel like an asshole.
What are you going to do with us? What was your big plan?
That is no plan.
I mean, pretty much figure out as we go. We're scientists, you know what I mean? We create the situation to see what the results are, you know?
We have fun.
Yeah.
We're still doing the yard sale up here.
Are you not having fun? I did misunderstood.
No, we're not.
No, we're not.
I'm not
fun.
Having
fun.
It's
not fun.
We should put games. I mean, 6'3" is nice.
We've got to put games. You're right, baby. Put a game in.
Planko or something like that.
Yeah.
Planko's a big game.
That's a huge game. That's a long time to build, but okay.
Okay.
Do you like that?
I'm a big Price is Right fan, but...
Running charades, perhaps, is always fun.
I do like running charades.
What the fuck is happening?
That's how we should end every episode. Oh, let's thank our engineer to the stars and welcome back, Doug Bain.
Bain.
Post sound design, of course, by artist Rafael Brito. Our producer is Sophie Lichterman. And lastly, iHeartMedia, of course. I encourage you all to write a review and tell everyone you've ever met to, and as well as send in a scene suggestion to your name here at alchemythis.com. Let's see, Joey Greer.
Talk to me.
Thank you for being here today.
I'm so glad to be back.
I'm sorry that you
missed
you. You were rejected for whatever that job was today.
Yeah, it's fine. It's chill.
Okay, cool. James Heeneman.
Oh, thanks for having me. Fun times.
Oh, fantastic. Mark Gagliardi, thanks so much for joining us again.
Always a blast.
Yeah, we'll see you next week.
Yeah,
okay,
let's
great.
Do it.
Got him.
Vinish.
Hi.
Thank you again.
Oh, thank you. What a delight to be here.
And Chris Alvarado?
You're very welcome.
perfectly said. I'm Kevin Pollak. Until next time,
I believe this.